on the base. Bottom in the Nalif. Three lines from the bottom. The end of the third line. Masni le Rav Chia Barashi le Chia Barav Kaimei de Rav. That echad oni v'echad osher. He told them the halacha is whether you're an oni or whether you're an osher, you have the same halacha. We'll soon see what. Omale Rav, and Rav answered, Rav was Moisef, Omale Rav, Sayim bonami halacha k'Reb Yehuda. You should also be paskin like Reb Yehuda. That the shala was, echad oni v'echad osher means, whether you're an oni means you're on the road. Friday afternoon you're traveling on the road, and you're stuck outside there. So wherever you're standing right now, you're allowed to say, Shvisi b'mkaimi. Where I'm standing right now, I'm kaimi my shvisa. And you have a loch, you're allowed to walk alpayimama from where you're standing. Even though you don't have any pot, you didn't put any bread down. Just the person is standing, if you're on the road, you're called an oni. Now the chiddush is even an osher. That means somebody that's at home Friday afternoon. And the mal, if you're home, no matter how poor you are, you have bread in your house. So really the person could have taken his bread when he walked out to the fields and put down the bread for the Eruv Etrumin. But he didn't do that. He just walked out to the fields to be there at the beginning of Shabbos. You could also make an Eruv Etrumin that way. And that's where we hold. Echad Oni v'Echad Osher. Where an Oni means you're on the road traveling and you're getting stuck there Friday afternoon right before Shabbos. You don't have bread with you. Or whether you're an Osher means you're in your house Friday afternoon. And now you know tomorrow you want to walk 4,000 Amos. So the way is, you have to put an Erev outside there by 2,000 Amos out. So you're allowed to walk there and to be by that place, Bein HaShemoshes. And when you're standing there, you're Kerni Yeshvis to where a person is standing at the beginning of Shabbos. So then you have a right to walk from that place, 2,000 Amos, back home to your house and sleep there at night. And then tomorrow morning you can walk again till there, and then there further another 2,000 Amos. So halacha we hold like this, that even though you're an Osher, you're allowed to make the Erev by just walking and being there. Tomorrow, Rabba bar Rab Chonin, have a rogel biyosa miyatvis lepumpadisa. He was rogel, he used to always walk from the city Atvino, and he used to come to Pumpadisa. Trashi rogel biyosa b'chol Shabbos, every Shabbos he used to walk. Miyatibno lepumpadisa. That's the way he used to walk every Shabbos. Omale, and he would say, Tehei shvisosi b'tinso. I want my shvisa to be chal down the road in Tinso. In other words, he wanted his Erev to Tchumim, in order to be able to walk with some one city to another city was 4,000 Amos apart, so you can't walk more than 2,000 Amos out of your city. So the Eitzer is, in the middle point, make your Erev there, that you're allowed to walk until there, and then another 2,000 Amos. So even though he didn't walk to that middle point, he would just say every Erev Shabbos, I want my Shvisa to be Bitzinsa, in that place over there, which is 2,000 Amos away, and he had a Mokka Mesuyim, he knew a special place there, that's exactly Dal Damas. So he just said, I want my Shvisa to be Chal down the road in that Mokka. That's the way he used to make his Eruv Etrumin, without putting a pas there. He didn't put bread there. He just said he wanted to have his Mokka there. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye told back to him, who are you doing wrong? My daitcha, why are you making such an eruv? The chura, you told me you hold Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halachas Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a machlokes now. Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says only an osher, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Meir says only an oni can make an eruv where you're standing, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, even an osher. That means even a person that's at home and has bread, he could also make his shvisa, his kinyan eruv etchumim by being out in the field. Now the Yomer Rabbi Chizda said machlokes b'makom pleni. That you want a paskin like Rav Chizda, that Rav Chizda said the machlokes is talking about the makom pleni means that an usher is standing in his house, and if he knows a place down the road 2,000 amos, he knows a tree there, he's allowed to say, I want my shrisa to be chal underneath the tree, even though he didn't put a pas there. If you know a makom mesuyim, you can make your shrisa be chal. That was pshat according to Rav Chizda. So you're telling me now you want a paskin like Rav Chizda. That's why even though you're at home in your house now Friday afternoon, you're allowed to say if you know a place down the road, 2,000 Amos down there, and you know a Mokka Mesuyim, you know a place, that's Dal Damas, you could say you want your kinyan to be chal over there. And it's as if you're living there. That was Rav Chizda's Chiddush. Rabbi Yen to the back, Omele, but Abaye said you should know. The kash was, Abba Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman argues the one Rav Chizda. V'tanya kavosei. And we before brought a riot to Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman shot us right. Rav Nachman says, no. When can a person without pas make an eruv if you're standing outside there? If you're standing outside in the fields, you can make an eruv where you're standing. Mashenkin, if somebody's at home and Stam he wants to make his eruv down the road, that's not chal. There's only a kula if somebody's traveling Friday afternoon and he's stuck on the road, there's a special kula. You're walking Friday to get home and you're right now, right before Shabbos, you're 4,000 amos away from your house. So b'zoy, you never make it home. You cannot let it walk 4,000 amos on Shabbos. So Rabbanan there gave you a kula, you're allowed to say, if you know down the road, 2,000 amos down the road, you know a tree, that you could say, my shrisa should be underneath the tree, the Rabbanan will make it in such a case, you're allowed to say, my Erev is underneath the tree there, even though you're not there, you're standing here. The Rabbanan will make it only somebody is traveling on the road. So then, it comes out at the beginning of Shabbos, you're claiming your shrisa down the road in the tree there, 2,000 amos away. So you're allowed to walk into the tree on Shabbos, and then you can walk to your house another 2,000 amos. Because your Kenyan Shrisa was down there by the tree. But Rav Nachman said that's only in the case where you're on the road. But somebody that's home in his house Friday afternoon does not have this kula. You can't say, if you know a place down, you want your Shrisa to be chal there. That doesn't help. If you're an usher, means you have bread with you, the only kula you have is if you want to, you could walk out there and be there yourself. If you're standing outside, then you could have your Erev wherever you're standing. You could say, I want my Shrisa to be chal where I'm standing. And then you have a right to walk 2,000 amos this way, 2,000 amos the other way. But where you're at home, and here he was at home. Now he just said, I want my Shrisa to be chal down there. That does not help. So Amaleh, he answered back, Hadri Bey, you take a right, I'm Chayzer. I'm not going to do this anymore. From now on, if I want to walk from this city, from Ativno, to Pompadisa, which is 4,000 amos away, the only way I'll do it is I'll put an Eruv with Chumim, means I'll put bread out there in the street, in the road, before Shabbos. So I'm kind of my Shrisa there. Now I'm allowed to walk 2,000 amos to the Eruv, and then another 2,000 amos further, I'll get from one city to the next city. Omar Rami Bar Choma, Harei Omru Shabbos Yesh Le Daod Amos. If the Alocha Shabbos has Daod Amos. What does that mean, Daod Amos? Rashi says, Shabbos, Shekoyne Shrisa Baraglo. If somebody is walking in the fields on Friday, and it becomes now the beginning of Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, wherever he's standing, we say where he's standing, he has Daod Amos around him. That's like his mokum. And then we give him 2,000 amos to walk out of these Daod Amos. But that was the puzzle we had before, that Shvu Ish Tachtov, everybody has Daod Amos exactly where you're standing. So that's first, you have your Daod Amos where you're standing in the road. Now from these Daod Amos, each way, north and south, you're allowed to walk another 2,000 amos. So that you say that where you're standing, we give you Daod Amos around where you are. Shabbos, Yeshto Daod Amos. Now, what about Hanoisen Eseruvay? Let's say somebody's not standing outside in the field. But a normal case of a Ruvay Tchumin, where before Shabbos you put your bread down the road, 2,000 amos down the road, and because your bread is there, it's currently your Shrisa, that on Shabbos morning you're allowed to walk like 4,000 amos. You can walk 2,000 amos to where your bread is, and then you're allowed to walk another 2,000 amos. So in the case where you're not standing out there in the field, you just put your path, you put your Erev there. Is the Shiloh, do you also have Daod Amos or not? Is Yeshta Daod Amos Eloi? Do you also have, do we consider, the Mokum where the bread is, you have Daod Amos all around there, it's called like your Mokum. That's where you're like living. And now you're allowed to walk another 2,000 amos. But, or else the other side is no. Exactly where your bread is, that's where your Shrisa. And from the point where your bread is, from there on you have to measure 2,000 amos. Or else know a little bit lakula, that where the bread is, we make a radius of 4 amos all around you. That's your makam. And then from there further, you can walk 2,000 amos. So in other words, do you get an extra 4 amos or not? So we know if you're standing there in the fields, that was the din we had before, Shavu Ish Tachtov. Wherever a person is standing on Shabbos, he has the Daod Amos around him, that's like his mokum. That's if you're standing in the field. What about if you're not standing there, you just put pas to make an Erev with a pas? Do you also have Daod Amos or not? That was the Shaila. Omar Rava, so Rava answered back like this. Toshima, bring your right. Come in here. Loi omru marvim bapas elo lahokum. The Mishnah before said that you're allowed to use a pas that's only a kula. Ala osher. We gave a kula on a person that's at home in his house Friday afternoon, that has bread in his house, we gave a kula. That if you don't want to walk out to the field and be there for the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to, before Shabbos, put bread there, and that's your Kenyan Erubit Chumim, And the svar is where a person's bread is, where his mazon is, we look as if the person, as if he's there. Therefore, your kerni yeshvis there, you're allowed to walk from there on 2,000 amas. So now, this lashon of lo yomru ma'avim apasta lohokal al osher, that's la halacha. That we passed before, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the ikka erev is tchumim where a person is standing. Really, the ikka din is wherever you're standing at Bein HaShemoshes, when Shabbos starts, that's your makam. And from here, you're allowed to walk now 2,000 amas. So the shayat chibi in your house, so your whole house is considered like your makam, and from outside your house, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas. If you're in the middle of a city, so the whole city is like your dal damas, and you're allowed to walk from the end of the city another 2,000 amas. But the ikkad din is where you are, where you're standing. That's the ikkad din erev. If a person stuck out in the fields, where you're standing, from that makam you get 2,000 amas. There's a kula, let's say somebody's at home, and it's too much of a tircha Friday afternoon to be outside in the fields Shabbos by night. You don't want to be there. So the Rabbanim will make kula that on Friday you're allowed to put a pas out there, put some bread out there, and since you have your bread there, we say a person goes after his mazon, it's considered like the person is there. That's a kula. Because the ikka dinner rubut chum is wherever you are on Shabbos, beginning of Shabbos, that's where you can yeshvisa. But the Rabbanim will make kula. If you put your bread out there, you could also be samech the bread is as if you are there. So that's the lashon. It's a kula to use a bread. Now, v'yamet, if you're going to tell me, ein loy, that no, when a person puts his bread out in the field, he doesn't get this extra dal damis, we start counting the 2,000 amis from the exact point where the bread is, but we don't give him dal damis around him. Why do you say this is called a kula? It's like being lenient on him, that he can use bread, faket would be machmir. Why? Because if he himself would be standing outside in the fields, he would have dal damas around him. Around where a person is standing, his dal damas around him is sitting like his mukam. That's where he is. Now, from the end of these dal damas further, you can walk 2,000 amas. So that would be the den if you're standing there, mamish. But you're telling me now, if you just put bread out there, you don't have this kula. Maybe by putting bread, you have to count the 2,000 amas from exactly where the bread is. So Bezoi, what do you mean bread is called the kula? The chura bread is called the chumra. We're not giving you the extra dal damas. And for the Gemara, no, this wouldn't be a raya for this yisoid. Afilu hochi, even if you tell me that by putting bread out there, you don't get this extra dal damas, your mamish count to 2,000 amas from where the bread is, still it's a kula that nichale, a person is happy, ki heichad la nitrech v'nefek. A person would rather put his bread outside in the field Friday night, rather to say that he himself has to walk out and be there at the beginning of Shabbos. That's a big tircha to be there at the beginning of Shabbos. Usually, Rubi Tchumim, you're not going to walk at night. You first want to walk. Tomorrow morning, you want to walk the extra 2,000 amas. So at night, you want to stay nice home in your house. So that's a kula to say that you're allowed to stay home and you don't have to walk out to the field and be there. They were saying you could be mekel and first put a pas out there. That's called a big kula. Even though you're losing maybe a little bit, you're not going to have the extra dal damas, but still called a tremendous kula would be lenient on you, that you don't have to be matriach yourself and mamish walk and be there. It's enough just to put a pas there. So Mel, the Gemara is not person to shalom. But if by putting out bread, how do we count your 2,000 amas? Do we first give you 4 amas around there and then you go 2,000 amas? Or do we count from the bread itself? The Gemara is not person to shalom. So to Mishnah. Mi she yotza leilach bi'ir. Somebody started to travel from one city to another city on Friday. We had this Gemara before, and the Gemara soon explained this Mishnah is talking about a person that has 2 houses. Person has a house here in L.A., and he has another house down out of the Tchum in another, the next city he has another house. And he decides now Friday afternoon, he's here in L.A., he doesn't want to stay in L.A. for Shabbos, he wants to go to the next town. So he decided he's going to start traveling now on Friday to reach the next town before Shabbos to be there for Shabbos. And we're talking about in the Kimta that the next town is exactly like 4,000 amas away from your town here. So if you would make an Erev in the middle, you'd be allowed to walk there tomorrow even on Shabbos. Because the next town is just 4,000 amas away. So 2,000 amas you're allowed to walk. If you put an Erev outside and in the middle point, you'd be allowed to walk another 2,000 amas. You could get to the next town. So Misha Yotz, so the person Poshet left his house on Friday, Lelech Bir Shem Arvinbo, that the next city is like 4,000 amas away. So if you would put an Erev, Marvinbo means you could put an Erev Tchumim in the middle, and then you'd be allowed to walk this even on Shabbos, if you would have put an Erev Tchumim. In other words, the next city is not so far away, it's only 4,000 amas away. That if you put an Erev in the middle, you could walk there. Now, after you started to walk there Friday afternoon, the chaverim told you it's going to be too hot tonight, don't walk, it's going to be a storm tonight, don't go, it's not kedai to start walking. The chaverim told him, stay home, don't go there, stay home. Is the halacha, so he listened to his friends, and this Friday night he stayed home. Now the next morning, hu mutalelech. He is allowed to walk to this next city on Shabbos morning. He's allowed to walk these 4,000 amos. Aber b'chol b'nei Yir, all the other people in the city is asurim. They are not allowed to walk out to the next city on Shabbos morning. So we'll soon see what's the difference between him and the rest of the people. Pasha, the mission does not say that this person put an Erev outside in the middle. He didn't put any Erev. The story is, Friday he decided to walk to that other city. And while he started to walk, the people told him, it's going to rain, it's not kedai to walk, stay home. So he went back home. But Pashtut, he didn't make any Erev at all. Still we say, he is allowed to walk there tomorrow, the 4,000 Amis. But the rest of the people in the city cannot walk. For them, they're walking out of that chum, it's also. We'll soon see in the Gemara what the time is. Vaisa, the time is that we consider as if, since he started to walk, when he started to walk, he gets a shame oni. He's like on the road now. There's a cooler now. Somebody on the road is allowed to say, down the road there, 2,000 amas down, I know a special tree. I want my shrisa to be chal underneath that tree. The Rabbonin gave a cooler for somebody that's traveling. So since this person started to travel Friday, he's considered like he's traveling on the road. And we know more in Pshita that his das is to go to that city. So Izicha had in mind that in the middle point, he wants his Erev to be chal. So we look as if he said, I want my Erev to be chal in the middle point. So since he started to be on the road, he's called an oni. For him, we're mekel, he's allowed to walk there on Shabbos. But the rest of the people in the city, they never went on the road. They're home the whole time. So if a person is home in his house, he's not allowed to say, I know down the road the special tree, 2,000 amis, I want my shris to be chal there. You can't do that. That's only a kula, somebody that's on the road. So the rest of the city that did not leave the house yet don't have any Erev. So tomorrow they could only walk 2,000 amas, not a step more. But this person that Friday started to go, got a shame already, only he's traveling. So we look as if he said, I want my shrisha to be chal 2,000 amas down the road. So he has an Erev tchumin. He's allowed to walk 4,000 amas tomorrow. The rest of the city is not allowed to. Diva Reb Yudah, this is the Yudah's pshat. Rabbi Meir, Leimer Meir says no. Kol shu yochol ariv, v'lo iriv. Any time like this case, the next city is 4,000 amas away. So if you wanted to, you could have put mamash pas down, you could have put bread, and made a good ariv. You could have done it. But the Meister's person did not do it. Is a v'lo iriv, he did not put bread there. Is a loch harezeh chomagomum. Rabbi Meir holds it's a suffix where his ariv is chal. He's mesupik according to Rabbi Meir. Since this person has in mind to go to the next city, so maybe we consider as if he said he wants the shrisa to be chal down the road, like halfway, 2,000 amis, he wants the shrisa to be chal there. That's one svara. The other svara is no. Since Lamaisa, the people told him, go back home, it's going to rain tonight, it's not kedai to walk. So when he decided to go back home, we have a tzat to say, maybe like he gave up his mind, he stopped thinking about going to the next town, he decided now to stay home the Shabbos. If he decided to stay home the Shabbos, where is the Kohen Shrisa? Right home in his house. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's a suffix, which Erev is Chal? Do we consider like, even though his Chaverim told him, come back home, we still know more, and he still has Das Taka to walk there tomorrow, and he has Das right now, he wants the Shrisa to be Chal down the road there, so that's where his Shrisa is Chal? Or the other Svar is no. Since he's coming back home, maybe he changed his mind. So we don't know what din he has now, so it's a suffix, which Erev is Chal? So l'chumra, we have to be go l'chumra say that both Erevs are chal. In other words, like one Erev is here, and one Erev is back home. Now, if he wants to walk this way from his home, we have to be afraid maybe the Erev was chal up here. So maybe he can't walk from his home the opposite direction, only if he's within 2,000 amis from his Erev down the road. Now let's say for Kert, he wants to walk down the road and go further to the next city. Then we have a suffix, no, maybe Erev was chal back home here. So you're not allowed to walk away from your house more than 2,000 amis. That's always this lashon of chomer gomel. You're like stuck in the middle. You can only walk, but either way, on the tzad yavade, not 2,000 amas away from the other side. Oh, we'll soon see this. This is Ramei, you're right. It's a machloek stuck in the Mishnayos we have before. Ramei goes to Shitosai. Ramei before said on the Sofak Erev, we go to Chumra. And the Gemara is going to ask the question, what do you have to have Ramei say a second time for? He already said it before. But that's something else, like this we had before. Eruv Tchum could be a Mohammedic Aloha. Right, so it's an asmachta from a posik, so here the Rabbanim were more machmir. But we had a machlokes in the Mishnah Yisrael before. The Rav Meir was machmir, and the other ones are mekel. They talk to say, it blights the sock with Rabbanim, and you go to Kula. This is the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. For the Gemara, maishno ihu or maishno inu. What's the difference between this person? He didn't put a bread down in the middle of the street there, so he just walked home. His chaverim said it's going to rain tonight, it's going to be too hot. He went back home. So he also didn't put an erev down the road. So what's the difference? Why do we say he tomorrow is allowed to walk to the next city? And Maishneinu, how come the rest of the city is not allowed to walk to the next town on Shabbos? Omer Afuna, Hochav Mayaskinon Kegoin Shiyesh Loishnei Batim. We're talking about this person that started to go on the road owns two houses. He has one house here in L.A. and he has one house down in Century City. And they decided to walk there for Shabbos to be there for the Shabbos. Ubenehem Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. In a case that in between these two cities, there's exactly two Tchumei Shabbos. There's exactly 4,000 Amos in between. Now, Ihu, this person, Kivon Dinofik Leil Yurcha, since he started to walk to Century City on Friday, he left his house of L.A. He decided to walk down to the next town, Heve Leyoni. Lamaisa, since he's on the road now, he's considered like an Oni. He's not at home, he doesn't have bread with him, he's traveling on the road. The Rabbanim gave him a kula to say that he is allowed to say, if he knows a mokum down the road, 2,000 namas, he's allowed to say, I want my shrisa to be chal underneath the tree down there. So we look as if he's carrying his shrisa down the tree there. So therefore he, tomorrow, is allowed to walk 4,000 namas, because he has an Arab under that tree, 2,000 namas down the road. So now on Shabbos, he can walk another 2,000 namas. Mashenkein Bahani, the rest of the city, even if they also own two houses, and they also have that tomorrow and Shabbos morning, they want to walk to Century City. But still, the rest of the people in the city, they're called like an Asher. They're at home. They did not start to travel. They were never on the road. So an Asher doesn't have this kula. He's not allowed to say, I want my Sharisa to be chal down the road. An Asher could only either put bread there before Shabbos, or else if he himself walks there and is mamish down the road at the beginning of Shabbos, he's kind of shvisa where he's standing. Then he's allowed to walk back home tonight, and tomorrow morning he can walk 4,000 namas. But here where the usher was standing in his house, and he just said, looking out the window, like a want my shvisa to be chal down the road, 2,000 namas, that's no good by an usher. That's why the rest of the people can't do it. So at the Gemara Tanya Nami Yochi, we learned a raya for this also. The same dinet, mi sheyesh lo shnei batim. Somebody owns two houses in two different cities. Ubeneim, in between the two cities, is shnei tchumei Shabbos. There's exactly 4,000 amos in between the two of them. Is kivon shehechzik baderech. If one person you started on Friday to travel to the next city, is kona erev. You should know your kona erev. Divir Rebbe Yehuda. That's how Rebbe Yehuda shita. In other words, we look. Now, Rashi in the Mishnah, we'll soon see Rashi in the Gemara. Parshid, we're not talking about where the person spoke out the Farish and said, I want my Shrisa to be chal underneath the tree. No, you do not have to say it. Even if you did not say it, we Nemon as Anan Sadi, the person meant to say it. And therefore it's chal even though he didn't say it. As the mere fact that he started to walk on Friday, and we know he owns a house, that's why we have to say he owns a house in the other city. So we know he has in mind now to go there. So we look as if he said he wants the Shrisa to be chal in between this Shabbos, so I should be able to walk there on Shabbos. Therefore, it's considered as if he said it, and he has his kinyan is chal there. Rashi says, Tanya Nami Hochi, the Kishyesh loy beiz batim, u b'neim shnei tchumei Shabbos askinen. Yekivon shechzik b'derek as kone erev. Af im loy omash visosi b'soif ha-tchum b'chozer. Rashi says, clear here. Even though he did not speak out the Farish, I want my shvisa, I want my kinyan to be chal down the road 2,000 amos, even though he didn't say it, still we consider as if he said it. Because since we know he vaday wants to go there, he even has a house there, and he's on his way there, we consider as if he said he wants the shvisa to be chal down the road, and the rabbanim will make it on him. For this person, that's called a good eruv b'tchumim for himself. He's allowed to now Shabbos morning walk the 4,000 amos. So this is a raya the way we're learning Pshat now Mishnah. This is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Yeser Al Kain, Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is even saying now a bigger chiddush, more than what we learned until now. What is his chiddush more than this? That Afilo Motzu Chaveroi, if his friend met him, the Omaloi Lind Poi, the friend. In other words, the chiddush is that this person that decided Friday afternoon to go to Century City for Shabbos, he was about to leave his house. He didn't even get out the door. He didn't even start to go yet. Before he left his door, right away, Motzel Chaverim, his Chaverim found him. The Yomalar, his Chaverim told him, Limpoi Hetzachzi, don't go to Century City now. Sleep here better tonight. Go there tomorrow. Why? Eis Chamahu, it's very hot outside now. Your mamish sweat away to walk there now. Eis Sinahu, it's too cold outside now. You'll never make it there. Is Alocha, Lomocha, tomorrow morning, a Shabbos morning, Mashkim, he gets up, Vahoylech, and he's allowed to go there. This is the big Yechidish that Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda says. Because even though he's not even a real machzik baderech, he really didn't even start to go on the road yet. He just decided now he's in his house and he's packing his bags. He decided now we're going to start walking to Century City right now. So since he made up his mind he wants to go there, and who stopped him from going? His chaverim came in and told him it's not kedai to walk now, the weather is no good. So he also said this svara. But since he made up his mind he wants to go there for Shabbos, we consider as if he said to himself, I want my shrisa to be chal down the road. So there are two chadushim now. That to say you want your shrisa to be chal down the road, for an usher, it doesn't help. That's only a kula somebody that's traveling on the road. So you have to say a tremendous chiddush. Since this person has das to travel, we look as if he started to travel already, even though he didn't leave his door yet. But since he has his packages, he has his suitcase ready, he's about to start traveling, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, that's also considered like you started to go on the road. And you also have this kula, that since you have das to go, we look as if you said the feirish, you want your shrisa to be chal down the road, and you're like a kreiner, tomorrow morning you're allowed to walk 4,000 amis. We look as if Yerev was chal. Rashi says, Yesara came, what's the big Yechidish here? Afilo loy hechzik baderech. He did not even leave his house. He didn't even open the door yet. Elo omar lotzeis. He told his house, get ready, we're going to start to go soon. Ve'achziru chaver of yomolin poi. And the chaverim told him, the weather is bad, don't travel now. So he listened to them and stayed home that night. Still the next morning, Shabbos morning, he's allowed to walk 4,000 amis. Because we consider as if he said he wants the shrisha to be chal down the road. Yeah. Now, Omar Rabba says like this: Loimar kule yalma loipliga desorach. To say everybody holds, you have to say. Now, it's a big machlokes of Rishonim. What are we talking about saying? Rashi himself brings down two pshatim here, and the Rishonim writes as equal like Rashi's second pshat. Interesting. Rashi's second pshat, he says, v'loy shomativ. He didn't hear over from his Rebbe. The advice is that's the pshat he likes. Mashim, usually whenever Rashi says something, he always said over from his Rebbe. Rashi had good Rebbes. All the Pshatim he says most of the times is the Pshat he heard from his Rebbe. Here Rashi says, Loi Shemati, I didn't hear this Pshat, and still he says his own Pshat, and plus his own Pshat is the way the Rishonim like to learn here. That the way Rashi's second Pshat, the way the Rishonim like to learn is, Loima means, does he have to say, I want my Shrisa to be chal down the road or not? Do you have to say it? He's here in this case. The guy started to travel on the road Friday. He started to go to the next city. And then his friends told him, go back home, the weather's no good. Now, does he have to say, before he goes back home, I want my shrisa to be chal down the road underneath the tree? Does he have to speak it out or not? So Rabbi says, yes, you have to say it. Omar Rabbi, loimar, to say that fact, that you want your shrisa to be chal down the road, kuliyamole pliga desorach, you have to say that. Keep pleading. Where's the machlekes here, Rabbi Yehuda? And the Yesra Ken, the Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is saying, where's this machlekes, the Chedushim? Keep pleading lahachzik. The only machlekes is, do we have to mama start traveling on the road yet? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said, we only have this kula if your mama is traveling. You left your house, you decided to go to Century City, and then they stop you. So since you're on the road, and according to Rabbi, you said you want your shrisa to be chal down the road, therefore your erev is chal down there. And Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda is saying a big chiddush that even though you didn't leave your house yet, even though you weren't machzik baderech, you didn't start to travel, but since you're about to travel, you have your bags already, that's also considered that you're traveling, but you have to say though that you want your shrisa to be chal down the road. That's the way Rabbi learns the machlekes. For Rabbi Yosef says no. Rabbi Yosef Amar lahachzik the kula yamolei pligi tzarech. He holds no. Everybody holds your mamish have to be on the road. You have to mamish start traveling to go to the next town. So Yivai Stais learns, even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that we say, afilu motza chaveroi, doesn't mean that you didn't leave your house at all. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, also you left your house. You also started to travel already. So if you started to travel already, according to both of them, so what's the Yesser HaKein? What's the big Yechidish that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is saying more than the first Rabbi Yehuda? How does he learn? Rabbi Yosef Omer, La'ach sik t'kuli amolai pliga d'sorach. Everybody holds you have to be on the road. You have to leave your house Friday and start to travel to the next city. Then you have a kula to say that you could be carrying your shvisa down the road even though you're not there. Keep pligi. So b'zay, what's the machlekes? What's the chiddish that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is saying? A bigger chiddish than Rabbi Yehuda? Keep pligi loymar. The nafkuminer is, do you have to say that you want your shvisa to be chal down the road? In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two things. You have to leave your house Friday. You decided to travel to the central city for the Shabbos. And now when your chaverim tell you